book club. For this episode, we didn't read a book. We are doing another one in my series all about the Your Better Body Image Checklist, which if you don't already have a copy of that, just go to my website, iwishiweme.com, and get it. It's completely free. And what it is essentially a checklist that gives you some pretty practical tips on things you can do to help with your body image right now. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you'll know that I have a pretty negative viewpoint when it comes to dieting. And I do get asked whether or not I think dieting is right. And I want to say two things about this. First, I want to say that the Your Better Body Image Checklist does not ask you to stop dieting. So if you are thinking that you cannot, that there's not things you can do to improve your body image unless you give up dieting, that's not exactly true. As for my own personal feelings, if you want to get to a place where you accept your body and you're comfortable in your own skin, and when you look in the mirror, you're okay with what you're seeing, I believe you do have to give up dieting. I believe dieting is not good for anyone. The statistics are pretty clear that dieting doesn't actually get you to what you want, and it's not good for your body. In fact, there's a lot of things that get blamed on our weight that could potentially be blamed on the fact that we weight cycle. And when we weight cycle, when we go on a diet and we lose a bunch of weight, there's a lot of things that happens biologically within us that never kind of go back. Our metabolism slowed down. There's a lot of things that happen with all of our organs. There's lots of things that happen with all of our hormones. And there is a chance that because it's a really hard thing for a lot of these studies to actually control for, because there's so many people who do weight cycle. So it's not the kind of thing that when you're looking at a study that they're going to pull out as something that they've actually controlled for. So I think that, I guess what I'm saying is, short term, you're looking to look in the mirror and be okay with the person that you're seeing. There are some things you can do right now that will help with that. One of those things is to give up dieting. But because of diet culture, because of the world that we live in, because of the messages that we get from all of the people around us, this can be very difficult. While we can understand with our head that this would be a good thing for us, quite often it's a hard thing to wrap our heads around with our actual emotional being. So I totally understand if that's not where you're at. Okay, all that being said, go ahead and grab your copy of the Your Better Body Image Checklist, because I'm not going to ask you to stop dieting, at least not on that checklist. We have done two other episodes in this series. We have done one that's all about body and diet talk and why it's important to start becoming aware of these things. Then we did one on curating your social media, which is really, really important. And actually, if you can do that step and take that step seriously, you will get to a place where you start to feel like you're in a bit of a bubble. And when that happens, that's when some real magic starts to happen with what happens for your body image. What we're going to be talking about today is the checklist item that's all about mirror work. As women, I mean, I guess as people, but mostly women, we struggle with the mirror. Or at least I know I always did. I always felt like, almost like I didn't deserve to take up space when I walked into a bathroom somewhere and there was other women crowding around the mirror. I wouldn't feel like I had any right to look at my hair or adjust my clothing or do any of those things. I sort of felt like, for me, I would go up to the sink, wash my hands, maybe check for lipstick on my teeth if that was an issue. I don't often wear lipstick, so if I was wearing some, I might do that. And that's it. You know, like I just kind of a small glance in the mirror to make sure nothing's sticking up or sticking out, and away I would go. And what that did for me is that I really felt like I didn't have a great relationship with Amir. And because I didn't have a great relationship with Amir, in a lot of ways, it was hard for me to even really accept myself as I was. It was very easy for me to, when I was at home looking in the mirror or I was in a change room looking in the mirror, getting really down on myself. It became very easy to do that because I really wasn't accepting of what was there. The other thing about looking in the mirror is that our tendency is when we do look in the mirror, we tend to pick up on all of these imperfections. The tendency is to walk up to the mirror and if there's a part of your body that you don't like, or there's a wrinkle on your face that really bothers you, or you have a zit, that is exactly what you focus on when you walk up to the mirror. We don't notice the other things that probably other people do notice, things like our great smile or our great looking legs or how our hair curls just perfectly. We don't notice these things. We focus in on the things that we really, really don't like. I mean, what is with this? What is with these mirrors that make your face so big that you can see all your pores and your wrinkles and your, why do we do this to ourselves? Like, seriously, why do we do this to ourselves? I never really quite understood that. I know in the last place that I lived in, so some of you know that I've moved in with my parents and I am back in my hometown, which is just wild to me. And when I lived in my own place, in my little condo, which I had for 8 years, I had this mirror that was literally falling apart. It was a $7 special at Walmart when I bought it. It had this little wooden frame on it. And I set it up in my bedroom, kind of up against the wall. And shortly after I bought it, the mirror actually fell off the frame. So it was just literally a piece of mirror glass resting up against the wall. I barely ever cleaned it. It was one of these mirrors that made you look thinner than you were. And that was what I used. I had that mirror. And then in my bathroom, I had a mirror where you could, like, just above the sink that you could just see your face. So I didn't really have, I had this mirror, but in a lot of ways, it was a bit of a distortion as to what I was seeing. And I would use it even now, well, maybe not now, but just after I left my little condo, just before I left, I would use it just to make sure, again, nothing was sticking up or sticking out. And that was about it. I really wasn't using it to really, really focus on myself. So when I initially did some of this mirror work, it was really hard for me. I mean, really hard for me. So I understand if this is really uncomfortable. I totally get that the mirror can be one of these things that, much like scales or smaller pant sizes that we pick up before we're ready for them, that are quote-unquote goal-setting instruments. Things that somehow tell us our worth just by our very looking at them or being able to fit into them, that we're somehow going to see ourselves in a different way and more worthy because of what we're seeing. So I very much understand that a mirror can be extremely uncomfortable. A mirror isn't like a picture. Pictures can be very uncomfortable too for a lot of people. And we will get to that in this series as well. But mirrors can be very uncomfortable for people because they're not like a picture in some ways. A picture, we understand, is just a snapshot in time. So if it looks ugly, we can change the way we're positioning ourselves to make it look better so that we're more comfortable with what we're seeing. But in a mirror, you're bending and you're moving. We're seeing ourselves in the full sense of who we are as a physical being. It's not the full sense of who we are as a person, just the full sense of who we are as a physical being. So because this can be uncomfortable, because this is not a snapshot in time, this is an actual, this is who you are right now. This is what you look like when you grimace. This is what you look like when you sit down. This is what you look like as you move around in the world. It is a very good exercise to start to become comfortable with that. So the exercise on the checklist is pretty simple, really. You're just going to plant yourself in front of a mirror for 5 minutes a day for a week. So for 5 minutes a day, you're going to stand there and look at what you're seeing. You're looking at your reflection. You can use this time for a lot of different things. I mean, you know, you could sit there and just daydream about other things and not really connect with yourself. That could happen. Absolutely. You could also start to look at what you're seeing and begin to notice and go beyond the imperfections and begin to see just the reality of what you look like. I mean, I can remember sitting there and looking at my face and not feeling like my cheeks were ugly, but noticing the shape of my cheeks and how chipmunky they are, and not feeling a sense of revulsion, but feeling a sense of acceptance, a feeling of, well, I'm okay with that. So that's really the exercise, is just to sit there and look. The whole idea, or the point, I guess, of the exercise is that we're looking for acceptance. We're looking for a recognition of what we have, instead of constantly pursuing this idea that we need to change all of our imperfections. This is what we do when we look in a mirror. And it's the same thing as when we jump on a scale or when we grab a pair of pants that we think, you know, we should be able to fit into. It's the same thing. Instead of jumping into, this is what I need to fix in order to be okay with what I'm seeing, we're just going to look. And the idea is to begin to accept. I know that this doesn't really match our goal setting, our goal-oriented, our individualistic society, but it's important that when we feel this desire to change, this desire to become something different, that we sit with that. Instead of going, I need to start my diet on Monday. What am I going to do in terms of what I'm going to eat and what my exercise is going to look like? Instead, sit with the feeling. As you're sitting with that feeling, maybe ask yourself, is this feeling really about you? Like when you sit there, and more likely than not, because this is our tendency, you're going to be finding those imperfections. You're going to be criticizing yourself. And I just want you to ask yourself, do you really think you deserve all that criticism? Is it possible to talk to yourself with love? Maybe it's not possible for you to talk to yourself with love about the body parts that you are criticizing. For instance, for me, I've always struggled with my stomach. So if I sat in front of the mirror, I don't think this would so much happen now, but if I try to go back to the beginning, I would sit in front of the mirror and I would be completely disgusted with what I am seeing in terms of my stomach. If I had asked myself, do I think I deserve all the criticism? I would probably say no. If I was to ask myself if I could talk to myself with love, I think I would say yes, but not about my stomach. I think I could talk to myself with love about other things. One of those things may be that, yes, I'm not liking what I'm seeing in the mirror today. I'm not liking what I see in front of me. But that doesn't mean I'm not a person that's worthy of love. That doesn't mean that I'm not worthy to be here. So I think if you're sitting in front of the mirror and you are feeling all of these feelings and you're trying to sit with them, maybe ask yourself those questions and be okay with whatever comes up. The other thing to think about is your criticism really about your body? I mean, it is on a practical level, of course. If I'm sitting there and I'm going, well, I really don't like my stomach. It's just so many rolls and I wish it was flat. But really, when we look at the bigger picture, a flat stomach, as beautiful, as ideal, is socially constructed. It was only because at some point in time, it was decided that that is what makes an ideal woman. And because our society itself is so wrapped up in this idea of beauty for women and its importance, is why when we sit in front of the mirror and we see the rolls in our stomach, that we get upset about them. If our culture was to say, a rolly stomach is beautiful, it's gorgeous. If we started to see art everywhere that had stomachs with rolls, if we started to see actresses on TVs and in movies that showed a rolly stomach, the women were wearing crop tops and showing them off. Magazine covers showed women with their stomachs everywhere. Socially, the construction would be that a stomach with rolls is beautiful. And when you sat in front of the mirror, you wouldn't feel so much disdain for the body that's in front of you. So the criticism that you're having of your body is very, very misplaced. Okay, so what does that mean, really? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you can understand that you shouldn't be mad at your body. What you should be mad at is diet culture. Is this whole beauty culture that we have created, where we have said this is what makes a woman beautiful. Okay, so you're definitely not going to be able to change all of these thoughts, all of this stuff that I'm talking to you about that I just kind of threw on you right now in 5 minutes a day. But I need you to remember that this checklist is the start of a journey. It is not the end point of a journey. Hopefully, it moves you closer to where you want to be, but this is still a journey. So there is a long way to go. And because of that, I would say that there are a couple of things that you could do that would definitely enhance this exercise, or maybe even take it to the next level. One of the things you could do, and I do recommend this, I think this is a great idea, is when you sit in front of the mirror, spend your 5 minutes sitting in front of the mirror, and then journal about it. Journal about how you felt looking yourself in the eyes, taking in your body just the way it is. Journal about that experience. The other thing you can do is, this is out of Summer Innan's, her book, Body Image Remix, which I had a great interview with Shannon Smith about. She talks about doing this exercise, much similar. You're standing in front of a mirror and you're looking in the mirror and you're taking in your body and you're going to kind of look at your body in pieces. So start down at your feet, look at your feet and say, these are my feet. And write down how you feel about your feet. Keep going up your body. What you will find at the end of this exercise, if you keep going, so ankles. How do you feel about your ankles? I really like my ankles. I think my ankles are actually nice looking ankles. They're nice shape to them. I don't know. Whatever it is you think about them. But when you look at your body in pieces like that, and you actually go through with each part of your body, then you can look back and realize that there is a large portion of your body that you feel very good about or indifferent about. So there's only, I guess what you're kind of looking at here is this whole idea that you're zoning in on these imperfections, but most of your body you feel pretty good about. And that is something to focus in on. The other way you could do this body image exercise, and this is a tough one, and I think a lot of people are just going to cringe when I say this, but you could do it naked. That could be a lot harder. That can be a lot harder. Connecting with yourself with clothes on is one thing. Connecting with yourself without clothes on is a totally different experience. So now, that is kind of what my thought process behind this exercise was. I have done this exercise. I've also done the one in Summer Innan's book, and I have journaled about all of this. I am a lot more comfortable in my skin now. I'm definitely better with the mirror now. When I look in the mirror, I have more of a curiosity about my body as opposed to a disdain, or as opposed to a zoning in on the areas of my body that I really dislike. So doing these exercises does help. The last thing I want to mention here is that I have an extra credit on here. So there are some of these items on this checklist that actually have something that kind of takes this to another level. And the one that I have in here is about shower, getting into the shower and feeling yourself. This can also be super uncomfortable. I have been fat and I have been very thin. I have been conventionally attractive, and I have been the girl that everyone pretty much ignores. Being naked is never comfortable. And this whole idea of getting into the shower and feeling what your body feels like, even when I was at my thinnest, was difficult. I think that this is the next level of connecting with yourself, of connecting with how much space you take up in the world, of connecting with who you are on a physical level. Again, who you are on a physical level does not give you extra points. It does not make you a more worthy human being. And I think that's really important to remember. I really honestly believe that being able to connect with yourself by looking in the mirror, connect with yourself as you are touching yourself, not in a sexual way, but just touching yourself physically, will begin to change the relationship to the body that you have. If you are still dieting, this one may be particularly hard, because I'm asking you to look at the person you are now and accept what you see in the moment. That can be difficult because a lot of the weight loss industry revolves around this idea that the person you are right now isn't good enough, and that we need to get you smaller. So if you can start to build that relationship with your body in the moment, I think it begins to move the needle. Okay, so that is that item in the checklist. Again, if you don't already have this, go ahead and pick it up, because it's, I don't know, I loved making it because it's really practical. I have found a lot of times when I read some of these big books, and on this podcast, we would read a lot of big books with a lot of big topics and a lot of big things. And I've got a couple interviews coming up that we're really tackling some big items. So because of that, sometimes it's more difficult to give you a real practical idea of what you can do in order to accept yourself and what you can do as a beginner. And this checklist gives you, they're really practical things. And granted, some of them, someone reading this mirror work step may go, well, that's a little woo-woo. And maybe it is. Maybe it is. And maybe for you, it does absolutely nothing to help you to change the relationship with what you're seeing in the mirror. But each of these items are things you can actually practically do. There's nothing in here that is like, just believe that your body is wonderful, or just believe that you can find health at any size. Like, I'm not asking you to just believe something. I'm not asking you to, I'm not giving you a history lesson. I'm not trying to, I mean, I talk a little bit on these types of episodes. We go a little more in depth into what this all means, but I am not trying to give you these big grandiose ideas. I'm giving you really practical. This is how you curate your social media. This is how you become aware of the diet talk around you. This is how you know, the next one we're going to be doing is about journaling. They're very, very practical things that you can do. And if anyone out here has actually had some wonderful experiences using this checklist, I would love to know. I would just love to hear from you. I would just love it. If you sign up for the Your Better Body Image Checklist, you will get a newsletter. This newsletter goes to you once a month. I don't send you a bunch of stuff throughout the month. I just don't do that. But I do send you a once a month newsletter. That once a month newsletter includes three different things. It includes a recap of all the guests that I have had for the past month. It includes another practical body image tip, something that you can do that is very, very practical. And lastly, it includes a social media spotlight. And this could be a bunch of different things. I've put on there a TED Talk. I've put on there other podcasts. I've put on there cool Instagram accounts that I really like and I follow. So it's a good way to get even more information if you're interested. But the other really cool thing about the newsletter is that if you just hit reply on that newsletter, you can send me a message. Just reply, send me a message, and I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this newsletter. Okay, I guess I should finish up with, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. That is awesome if you already are subscribed. I am so grateful for you if you've already subscribed. It makes a world of difference to me to have people listen. If you have time, I would really love it if you could rate and review the podcast in whatever app you're listening to. My understanding, I guess, apparently somebody was saying that if you're in another country than I am, I may not be able to see it if you leave a review. So I am in Canada, but if you do leave a review in another country, it really does help to boost the podcast in that other country. And I am eternally grateful to you to be able to do that. I also want to say, if you would like to connect with me on social media, just look me up. I Wish I Were Me. And we can start chatting that way too, if you'd like. And if you are a Canadian and you just had Thanksgiving, I just want to say, I hope you had a fantastic and wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope it was filled with joy, and I hope that you were able to connect with family as much as we can with everything going on with COVID. I have got some wonderful interviews lined up. I know you're going to love the guests that are coming up. I mean, I have somebody lined up to discuss with me the book Good in Bed by Jennifer Weiner. I'm so excited about this interview. Like, this book is so one of my favorites. And then I have somebody that you are not going to want to miss coming on here to talk about the book Fat Activism by Charlotte Cooper. You're just not going to want to miss this episode. You're just not going to. So please make sure that you subscribe. Okay. With all of that, I just want to finish off by saying, keep reading, everyone.